Okay, today is Daf Chaf Aleph. We're on the bottom of Chaf Amud Beis, where it says Rebbe Ro'a Adam Balayla. That's about 8 lines from the top, from the bottom. Rebbe Ro'a Adam Balayla. Rebbe once observed, he checked blood at night, which is, I guess, something Rashi is going to say. He held, it's mutter to check by a candle. He didn't check in the dark, that's crazy. He checked by a candle. So Rebbe Ro'a Adam Balayla, v'timeh. Ro'a Bayom, v'tir. In the morning, he looked at it again. He said, oh man, this is tar. Himtin shah achas. He waited another hour. V'chazar v'timei. And it's been timed again. Says Rashi, chazar v'timei. Katzal g'daitach. D'lo chazar v'ra'u. He didn't look at it again. Ela me'elav chazar v'timei. Thinking it over, he said it's tummy now. You understand? He looked at it at night, said it's tummy. He looked at it in the morning, he said it's tar. Walked to the grocery store, thought it over. You know what? No, it's tar. It's tummy. It's tummy. Right? He didn't look at it again. The savar, he thought, Shema emesh tamehu. Last night I said it was tummy. The achshav and now, shiyavesh, now that it dried, right? Nishtana mimariyasa, mima shahayalo emesh. It changed a little bit. It dried up, it got a little change. The ilu hayalach kimitchilaso, had it still been moist, hayaniritame, I would have said it's tame. Lafikach, therefore, chazeb mashatir, he took it back. In other words, he only looked at it twice. So why did he make up a third rule? Tame, tahar, and then tame again? Because he said, you know, the only reason I said it's tar is because it's the morning now. And 12 hours, she showed it to me at night. I said, oh, it's no good. Then you know what, let me hold on to it. In the morning, I looked at it again and said, this is not a problem. Then I realized, yeah, the only reason I'm saying that is because it got dry. But in the but had it been wet still, I would have kept my psak. Okay? Amar, so he said to himself, Oy li shema ta'isi. Maybe I made a mistake. Says the Gemara, shema ta'isi. He maybe made a mistake. Vada to you. So he definitely made a mistake. No question about that. Titania. Lo yomar chacham, a chacham's not supposed to say. Ilu hayalach, if this would be moist, hayavada tame. This would certainly be a problem. Ella, rather, Omar, he's supposed to say, ein li ladayin elamasha ein avroas. I paskin what you show me. I paskin over here what you show me. Now, can a woman intentionally withhold that? I don't know about that, but. Most of the time, you're going to call the rabbi at 11 o'clock at night. It's a reasonable thing to say, come in the morning. Nothing wrong with that. So if that happens, in the morning, he looks at it. Well, what would have been had I come, she came to my house at 11:30? You don't say that. You don't say that. You say, this is what I have in front of me. Meikara ichazke betame. Originally, it was tame. So Rashi says, the Rashi's right there. Klomar, emesh, last night, lo mi suffik time. Wasn't a doubt about that. El vadai, el shapir chazye. I saw very well. V'ukme, v'achazke betuma. I said it's tame. Darmina, come on, Rebbe Vodak, right there. Rebbe says the candle's okay. So last night, it was no problem. Vadai, kivan de chaza, v'tafra dishtani. Then in the morning, it changed. Amar, I said, vadai tarhu. It's no question about it, it's tar now. Ubalailahu below is Chazi Shapir. And last night I must have been looking at it so good. It was dark, I had a candle, still not so good. Kivan de Chaza the Hadarishtani, once he realized that, you know what? It probably changed overnight. Amar, hi Tamehu, it's Tamei. Ooh, Mifakea, who de Kamafakah ba'azil. Right? And it's the redness is deteriorating, as Rashi says. Mara ad mumiso overet. The redness is going away. Hilkach. Hadar lemilse kamesa vitime. He stuck to his original plaque and said it's tame. Father ain lolodayin elamasha ain of roos. Listen to this one. Aye. We have a rule that a die is only supposed to look at what he has in front of him. That's only if he doesn't see it the night before. Hach hecha delo eschaze keshulach. That's where you didn't see it when it was wet. Right? Below Adami Lake Katame. She never said it's tame. Here, Rabbi Yehuda told her to come right over. So she came right over. What do you mean? I only can see what I have in front of me. You had it in front of you. You had it. You had it in front of you. That's a whole different story. Right? You call up the rabbi. I said, listen, I'm out of chassan. I'll be home until 2 o'clock in the morning. Come to me tomorrow. Nothing wrong with that. So the rabbi says, okay, this is what's presented to me. I can't second guess. What would this be? You don't have to do that. Therefore, that's a different halacha. And then we say, Rabbi Bodek Or Haner. Rabbi was Bodek to Or Haner. Rishmul Rabbi Yosef Bodek B'yom HaMa'unon. He would even check on a cloudy day. Bein Amudei, in between the pillars of the Beis HaMedrash. Amr of Ami Bar Shmuel. V'kul on Ein Bodek, you know, some Elo Ben Chama L'Tel. Only between the Chama and the Tel. I'm not sure what that means. Rav Nachman Amar Rabbi Baravua B'chama B'Tel Yodom. Through the sun and the shadow of his hand. Basically, it's some kind of tried away to maximize the light. Then we said, Tana Hashironi Nidon Kikarmeli. That we said that the blood has the color of diluted wine. So we said from the Sharon region, from the Carmel region, Chai, you know, strong wine, low mozog, not that diluted, right? Chadosh, new wine, Lo Yasha, not old wine. Amar Bitzach Bar Uvdimi. Bekulon ed bokinos and ela bekos Tveria pashat. You have to check it in a kos that's made in Tveria. A pashat of kos, a simple kos. My time. What's the reason for that? Amar Abaya shall call olam kulo machzik. Look, every cup holds a lug. Osa osa mimana shnei lugin. If you want to make a cup that holds two lugin, osa osa mima sayim. You make it from double amount of glass, so it's thicker and it can hold more. Coast very poshut, but a coast very so. Therefore, it could cloud. It can give you a false color because the glass is so thick. Coast very poshut. Afilu machzik shnei lugin osa osa mimena. Even if it's two lugin, it's still used in the simple thinner glass. The ID the kolish, and since it's a weaker glass, yadi batfei, you can see the color better. That's why you should do that. Okay, hadron alach kol hayad, hadron alach kol hayad, hadron alach kol hayad. Finish the second parak of Sefer Nida. Now we begin the third parak. Third parak is not an easy daf today. Starts off nice and simple. This daf is about, it's about miscarriages. So we know there's a rule. There's a rule that if a woman has a baby, she becomes tummy for 7 days. If it's a boy, she becomes tummy for 14 days. If it's a girl, the Gemara is going to say later, why 7 days? Why 14? Why? Know the answer? The Gemara is going to say, so that at the Bris Milah, No, the husband and wife can hug each other. It's not right that everyone in the party is all happy with Simcha, and the two of them are not. Unbelievable. The Gemara says that. The Gemara later. Anyway.
We don't pass that way.
It's unbelievable Gemara. Unbelievable Hashkafa. Anyway, that rule only applies if there's a Leda. What if there's a miscarriage? Same thing. At what stage does a baby miscarry considered a baby as opposed to nothing? Right? So we'll get to that's what this is really about. Now, that rule that a baby causes tumah is that overrides wherever she's holding in her nida cycle. Doesn't matter, she's tumah, she's tahora, anyway, she's tumah, it makes no difference. She has a baby, she could be a nida, she could be a zava, all that's irrelevant. She becomes a baby, the 7 days of tumah, and after that starts the tahara process. Then she's tahara for 33 days or 66 days, depending. Okay, it's a brief introduction, here we go. Hamapeles chaticha. If a woman miscarries something, some chaticha, some piece, some flesh. Im yesh imodam, if there's dam associated with that flesh, which is like almost always going to be the case, then tameya, then she's tamei. Rashi says, mishum nida. She's not tamei at the leda, this isn't a leda. This is some piece of tissue, not a leda. Neither she is. She's so dumb. Vim lav, and if not tahara, she's tahara. Why is she tahara? Because something came out of her body that's not red. It's not red. It's not a laser, and it's not red. So it's nothing to answer. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, benkach or benkach tameya. No. No matter what, she's tamei. What's? How can you say that? We'll soon think about how we can say such a thing. Next. Hamapeles, if someone, a woman miscarries, come in klipa, a klipa, some kind of shell, k- kimin saira, hair, kimin afar, dirt, kimin yachvushin, adumim, red. Is it bugs? The yachvushin mean bugs? What? What does it say? Bunch of stuff. I don't know what that is. Whatever. So. So tita lamayim. What you do is you take whatever that was, whatever she came out of her body, stick it in water. We're gonna test now. Im nimucho, if it dissolves, then tameya. What is it really? It's really blood. Hard blood. So in the water it dissolved. V'im lav, and if not tahara, then she's tar. Why? Because she didn't. What? Whatever came out of her body, I'll tell you what it wasn't. It wasn't dam, and it wasn't a baby. So what is it? It's some tissue. Doesn't matter. Hamapeles, if she miscarries, kimin dogim, like a fish. Chagav, in other words, the fetus that came out looks like a fish. Chagavim, a grasshopper. Shkatzim uramasim, or a sharet, some kind of creepy crawly things. So one of the Mepharshim says, all four of these are referred to in Torah with the word sharet. Even fish and grasshoppers are called shkatzim. So that's all. If that happens, im yeshimohim dam, if there's dam associated to tameya, then she's tamei. Im lav tahora, she's tar. Why? Because again, it's not considered a leda, it's not considered a birth, and it's not considered dam. So it's nothing. Im yesh imahem dam. I'm sorry. Hamapelas min behema. If she miscarried something that looks like a behema, chaya v'of, bain tamein bain tahorin. Whether it looks like a kosher animal or a non-kosher animal or a kosher bird or a non-kosher bird, it doesn't make a difference. Im zachar, if you know it's already a male. If it has simanim of a male, teishev lezachar, then she treats it as a zachar. V'im nekeva, and if it's a nekeva, teishev nekeva, she treats it as a nekeva. V'meini yodea, what if you don't know? You don't know. It wasn't formed early enough. Hasn't been formed enough to know what if it's a male or a female. Then teishev lezachar ula nekeva divir meir. So meir says you hold both. What does it mean you hold both? Says Rashi. Lazacha ul in a cave, it's the last Rashi on the Mishnah. L'chumra, it's a chumra. That means, yimei tumah din a cave, shivu'ayim. How long is she going to be tameya? 14 days, that's the most machmir. V'yimei tahar, and the tahar days will call in, they will end, l'sofar bar myom. At the end of 40 days, kizachar, like a male, v'lo peik in a cave, not egedi like in a cave. Well, machmir on both ends. U'begmar mefaresh, so why is a chayin of called a fetus more than if the fetus looks like a fish? What's the difference? Okay. Now, last line of the Mishnah. The chachamim omrim, kol she'ein bo mitzuras adam, ein a vlad. No, I argue, if it doesn't look like a human being, it's not called a vlad, and then I would agree that there's no lady here at all. Okay? So now, in the first statement of the Mishnah, we said that if a woman miscarries a chaticha, something, if there's dam, she's no good. If there's no dam, it's not a problem. And Rabbi Yehuda said, no matter what, she's tamei. No matter what. So, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Now, this is Rav Yehuda the Amora commenting on Rabbi Yehuda the Tana, but it's really Shmuel. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Lo timei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda didn't say she's tamei. Ela bechaticha shel arbas minei damim. That's only true if she miscarried something that looked like one of the four bloods. Abel shel shar minei damim. But if it miscarried something a different color, some green or gold, all these other colors that are not a problem, then tahora. Then Rabbi Yehuda would agree it's not a problem. Okay? That's what Shmuel, it's going to be a machlokas here. It's a machlokas in Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. That's what Shmuel just said. Shmuel said that Rabbi Yehuda only was metame if it was red. Rabbi Yochanan Amar? No. Shal arbas mine damim, if it's red, the bear called tameya. No one argues on that. Shal shar mine damim, fine. Shal shar mine damim, if it's one of the other colors, the we are called tahora. Also, everyone agrees it's tar. That's what they're arguing about. Lo nechlaku, you know what they're arguing about? Ella, shehi pila, she miscarried. Ve'ena yodas ma'ipila. You don't know what she miscarried. How don't you know what she miscarried? Rashi says it. Someone says it. You lost it. So you go. You lost it. You can't. No. That can't be pshat. You lost it. What do you mean you can't identify it? You come to the rabbi. You hear me? This is it. What? You gotta make a decision. So then it's a machlokas. What the decision is gonna be? It can't be that I can't make a decision. The answer is she lost it. So she goes to the rabbi. She tells her, listen, I had some kind of discharge. I was pregnant. I lost the baby. I had some kind of discharge. I have no idea. Well, the rabbi, the first question, was it red? Was it red? Was it dam? No dam. Was it red? I don't remember. So now what do you do? So that's a machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda Savar. Rabbi Yehuda says, listen to this. Zil basarov, chatichos. Go basarov. Verov, chatichos, shalabaros minedamim. I mean, let's get real. Rove things that come out of her body are in fact red. That's a rove. Right? What? Exactly. Go to court to the rove l'chumra. You're allowed to do that. Rabbanan Savri, lo amrinan rov chatichos shalabas mine damim. We don't follow the rov. What are they arguing about? Right? So look at Rashi. Rashi says lo amrinan. It's the third Rashi in the Gemara. Lo amrinan. He says dika savri. They hold ein rov chatichos shal arba mine damim. We don't say a rov like this. Why not? Dilo is chazik lon hai ruba. What does that mean? This rove, it doesn't have a chazaka. What does that mean? Right. A lot of ink has been spilled explaining what that means. What does it mean? What does Rashi mean by that? The rove, chazaka is a different principle. Chazaka means I was tame yesterday, so I'm still tame. Right? My tefillin was good yesterday, so they're good today. They were kosher yesterday, they're kosher today. It's a chazaka. I can behave in the same pattern yesterday like today. What does chazaka do with this? Right? Now, Amy, is that even true? Is this even true? So what's the answer? The answer is, do we follow the rove or not? Why won't the rabbanan follow the rove over here? You have to think of a reason why not. Rashi says it's not a chazaka. But the chacham, the rabbi, who says he follow the rove? Chances are it was something that's going to make her tummy. That's the chances. Right? What else comes out of her body? The blue things don't come out. And so the Rambam said it. The Rambam said, I think the Rambam said it over here in the Mishnah. The unbelievable Rambam. Listen to this Rambam. He's talking about this Mishnah. Because I had to hear this Rambam in print. Listen to what he says. He says, Eilah is stopping. Don't wonder. Him yitachin? Is this possible? She yivaleh limin adam tsuris mishunos ke'elu? A person's going to have a miscarriage of strange looking things? Is that normal?
No.
Huh?
No.
That's not normal. What kind of Mishnah is this? Who ever had a miscarriage? It looked like an elephant. Very strange, right? So the Rambam says, "V'nei shekvar ha'idu al kach, shedvarim lo iru." We already know these things don't happen. These things don't happen. The gam ha'philosophim ha'idu al dvarim mishunim od yoser. Right? They even said about more strange things. Ki kol dvarim ha'tivim heim rak al pi rov. However, everything in nature is always rov. There's a myriad of strange things that go on. What?
No.
Right. The point is, it could happen. Now, what kind of thing is this Mishnah? A woman's going to miscarry some crazy thing. Says the Rambam, yeah, 99% that doesn't happen. You walk into a hospital, ask any doctor about the strange cases. They all have them. They might not have them every day. What? Because they can't have, right.
It's so not nature.
They're not nature, exactly. They're not nature.
But it could happen.
How can it be that a guy is going to lend money and then ask for it back and then lend again? Who does that? You're right. Most normal people don't do that. Here, it's nature. How could you give birth to something that's not human looking? The answer is, says the Rambam, it happens.
Obviously,
they had a case. So you never saw that.
Because
you only hear about people that have normal children. Go to the hospital. Ask those doctors that deliver babies.
They have specific terms here. It looks like an elephant. So it looks like they must have some makar for that. Once it happened, it looked like an elephant.
By the way, I'll tell you something else.
Pulled it out of Shemayim.
Right. We always have this gemara about androgynous and tumtum. You know, that they happen almost every day. You never hear about them. Never hear about them because A, they're rare, and B, nobody advertises it. They don't. Yes, but it's a very rare. But it happens. I don't know, every day. It happens. You don't hear about it because no one advertises that. No one sends out a blast. Hey, look what I just had. No one sends out a blast like that. It's very. It's embarrassing, and it's a big issue. Forget even not even Jews, even by Goyim. The biggest. If they do come up, we think this never happened. Never happens because where we live, we don't see it. It's unbelievable. Rambam. In nature, these things, they're a minority, it's a miyut, they come up, they don't have such kashas. So...
He's saying you're going after the robe of the miyut.
What?
He's saying you have to go after the robe now of the miyut.
Right. No.
That's
so,
a problem.
No, so no.
The is
no, so she had a miscarriage.
Impossible.
She had a miscarriage. Rabbi says, what color was it? She says, I have no idea. I don't remember. I threw it out. I don't remember. So the answer is, we're going to go the robe. Robe is, it was red. Rove women's normal miscarriage every day of the year. So, and most of them, it's red. Yeah, you're born to the blue moon, it's blue. All right, we're not going to follow that rove. Now, why did the Chacham argue on that? I need a Hesber. I don't really understand why they argue on that. They say, no, there's no rove here. So we're not following the rove. Therefore, we have a suffix what to do. Why won't they follow the rove? It sounds like a good rove. I don't know. Anyway, Andy, is that even true? Vakiyasa Rav Hoshea bin Arda. When Rav Hoshea came from Narda, also he came, and he brought the following braisa with him, the following teaching with him. The teaching is as follows. Hamapelet chaticha aduma, if someone had a miscarriage of a piece of red or shchor or black, now those two make sense, right, because they're both really red. Yeroka ulavana, green or white, in, what?
Yellow.
Yellow, and we said yesterday, right, on Shabbos we said, what is Yaro? So Tosfo said the color of an Esrin. What? Not yellow, is greenish. It's mashmi yellow. Right? Tosfo said that the color of an Esrin is this Yaro, right? So Yaroka, let's say call it green, call it yellow, whatever you want to call it, and Levana, or white. In other words, not red. Now the Brises doesn't differentiate between the two of them, between the four of them. They're all the same. Im yeshi madam tameya v'im lav tahora. Rabbi Yehuda Omer is the same Rabbi Yehuda. Ben kachu ben kach tmeya. So 1 minute. That doesn't make any sense. Kashal is Shmuel b'chada. This is the kashal and Shmuel in one respect. The kashal of Yochanan b'tarti. And it's the kashal and Yochanan in two respects. Why? L'Shmuel b'chada. It's the kashal and Shmuel in one respect. Why? Darmar Shmuel. Shmuel said, Lo tini Rabbi Yehuda, ela b'chatech shalab es mine damen. The only time Rabbi Yehuda said it was a problem was if it was red. And here in this brisa that they brought from the Harda, it says green and white, and Rabbi Yehuda argues again. So when does Rabbi Yehuda argue? He only argues on the red part, aduma ushchura, vayiroku ulavana lo, and he doesn't argue on the green. So who was the author of that part? Who said that? Who said that part? Ilim Rabbanon, it can't be the Rabbanon. Why not? Hashta Adumo Shchur Matari. The Kazem Matari even red. So Rabbanon Yeroku Levana Mibaya. There's a question about the green? Question about the yellow or the white? That doesn't make any sense. Elalav Rabbi Yehuda Upalig. Obviously, Rabbi Yehuda must argue. Therefore, according to Shmuel, the Mishnah makes no sense. The Mishnah makes no sense. Because the Mishnah says, that Rabbi Yehuda is metame, no matter what the color is, right? That's what Shmuel explained the Mishnah to mean, I'm sorry. Shmuel explained the Mishnah to me. Rabbi Yehuda only asers red. However, there's a brisa, right, where Rabbi Yehuda asers green, the stira, and Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan d'amar shalbas min adam diver called tameya. According to Rabbi Yochanan, everybody agreed that all four are a problem. Haktani adumu shchura. Yet the brisa that they brought says red and black. Upligi rabbanon. The rabbanon argued on that, which can't make fit into Rabbi Yochanan's shita. V'chi tema ki pligi rabbanon ayirok ulavana. And they're only arguing the yellow and the white. Avla adumu shchura lo, but they agree with the red. Then ella adumu shchura l'man katanelos. And who's the author of the red part? Ilan Rabbi Yehuda, it can't be Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Hashdi Ro Gulavana Tamea, Heat Matama even green. Aduma Shkur Mibaya. I need him to tell me on that the red's also Tame. So you know what? At the end of the day, both of them didn't make no sense. So the answer is, you know what? You're right. We rejected this entire Amud here is rejected. Back to the Mishnah. Look at the first line of the Mishnah. Hamatel et Chaticha. If someone's Mapel et Chaticha. Im Yesh Dam Tameya Im Laf Tohor. If there's Dam, yeah, and if not, not. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Begach Begach Tameya. No matter what, this Tame. What are they arguing about? Ella, here's what they're arguing about. Ella, Amr of Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Be'efshar Lepsichas HaKever below Dam Kamifligi. They're arguing about whether or not a woman can have her uterus open up without dam coming out. And they're arguing about the following machlokas. I was surprised that no one asked the question of, is that a question of metzias? Is that a question of biology? Does a woman, whenever a woman's uterus opens up, does dam come out or not? So according to the chachamim, it doesn't always come out. One second. It doesn't always come out. Therefore, if there's dam, she's tamei. And if not, according to Yehuda, the dam always comes out. How come I didn't see? Look, I lost. That's what we're going to say. How come I didn't see the dam? I don't see any dam over here. I just see some tissue. It's dry tissue, no dam. You know, dam certainly came out. Impossible not to. Where is it? No, you can't find it. Let's look at the Rashi. Psichas HaKever. It's the Psichas HaKever, a little up where we are. It's a long Rashi. Psichas HaKever HaRechem, the womb, the uterus, below dam, without dam later. Hilgach, therefore, Le Rabbanon, according to the Rabbanon, Ki Leka Dam Tahora. There's no dam Tahora. Vafilo HaKaticha Sha'avarine Damim. Even if the piece of tissue that came out is bright red, the Chaticha Lav Damhu. That's not blood. What is it? Ela Basar. It's Basar. Velo Amar Dam Acher Ika. You don't say there's blood here somehow. V'anan hu delo chazinan. Yet we don't see it. We don't say that. Dikasavri, Rabbanon. The Rabbanon hold. Efshar l'psichas hakever below dam. It's possible to have a psichas hakever without dam. L'Rab Yehuda. But according to Rab Yehuda, afilu yiroka ulavana tameya. Even green and white, yellow, whatever. Divadai dam acharhu. There was certainly dam here. V'anan hu delo chazinan. How come we don't see it? Okay, so we don't see it. However, the EF or Psychas Akever below dam, it's impossible. Isn't it a machlokas of Matthias? I don't understand. I didn't see anyone ask that question. Must be someone asked it. Isn't it a machlokas of Matthias? What's the story with a woman? Does she have Psychas Akever below dam or not? How can they argue on that? Does the sun rise or not? Okay, how can they argue on that? I don't know. Ditanya. Now we're gonna have a braisa that says like this. Kashasa, if a woman is in labor, and she's in labor for 3 days in a row, it's one of those, you know, marathon labors, and kashasa shnayim, she's in labor for 2 days, and ushlishi, hipila, and on the third day, she miscarries, she loses the baby, ve'eni yadas ma'ipila, but we don't know what she miscarried, right? As Rashi says, Im Nefel hu, Im Ruach ba'alma hu. Was that a real Nefel or was it just like tissue? We don't know. Now, there's one more rule that I have to say, which is, we said this already once. If a woman has a Re'ias Dam on one day, during her 11 days of Benidah Lenidah, if it happens on one day, she's called Azava, Kitana. If it happens on 2 days, she's called Azava, Kitana. If it happens on 3 days in a row, she's called Azava, Gedola. Now, here, the rule is, if you have a baby, that overrides the Zava issues. So she won't be a Zava, because she's coming anyway because she had a baby. But here, it depends. If she had a baby, if it was a real baby, then she's not a Zava. Why? Because it took 3 days. So what? Took 3 days to have this baby. It was a legitimate baby. And now she's not going to be a Zava. If she didn't have a miscarriage, what is she? She's a Zava Katana. She had 2 days in a row of seeing Dam. And on the third day, something happened. So
what's
the happen? Well, yeah. Harez has suffix leda, so it's a suffix if there was a leda. Suffix ziva. Suffix if there was a ziva. So what's the din? mevia carbon. She brings a carbon, but the ain't on echal. She can't eat it. Right? Why can't she eat it? What? Because a bird carbon is malik is done to it. I could eat that. Can't eat it because maybe it's an avela. Rabbi Shua Omer, not a problem at all. Mevia carbon v'nechal. Go have it. Go enjoy it. Why? It's impossible to have pizikas hakever without dam. So the, you know what? There's no question. Now Rashi points out, we're going to learn this very long Rashi, but it's unbelievable. Rashi, there are really three suffix here. Let's see what Rashi. Top Rashi. First of all, suffix imzivahi. It's a suffix if she's a zava. Why is the suffix if she's a zava? Because she saw down 3 days in a row. What's the suffix? On the third day, was there a baby or not? So if there was no baby, she's a zava 3 days in a row. Bekarben ziva. The chayav is bekarben ziva. Suffix im leidahu. It's a suffix if she had a birth. The chayav is carbon leidah. Right? Safek, ena, lo leidah, velo ziva. Maybe nothing happened. It's not a leidah and it's not a ziva. When he says it's not a ziva, he means it's not a zava gedola. The third day was nothing. Ve'ena le carbon. She's not chayav carbon at all. Kate said, for example, yalda b'shlishi. She had a baby on day number 3. Vlad gamerhu, kan. Vlad gamerhu, it's a legitimate baby. Kan leida, velo ziva. Not a problem. Even if she saw for 3 days in a row while during this marathon labor, the koshi samach leleid rachmana tara. We have a rule that the koshi, the pain and the blood that precedes labor does not make you into a zava. It's a learn out of psukim. But come on, perak benos kusim. We're gonna learn it next perak. It's based on psukim. Ki yizo zov dama machmas atzma v'lo machmas vlad has to be done by itself, not because of a vlad. V'im lo hayavlad, and if there was no vlad, v'ras adam im leidasa, and she saw dam with the leida, harekad zava gemura. She certainly is zava. Why? She saw 3 days in a row, there was never a birth. Dahashta lav koshi samach leida, who dain kan leida? There is no leida. How can you tell me it's pains of leida with no leida happen? V'im lo hayavlad v'lo ras adam, but if she didn't have a vlad, and there's no dam. Ein kan lo leida v'lo ziva. The shnei yom hu dechazoy. Yeah, the first 2 days she saw during this marathon labor. On day number 3, all of a sudden, something happened to her, but no dam came out. So she's neither. Hilkach mevia carbon echad lechal dekachim deshema yoledas azovahi v'enon echelas chatas ha'of. You can't bring the chatas ha'of. You can bring it, shalal. You can't eat it. Deshema ein lo yoledas v'lo zava. Deafshal b'zichas hakever below dam. It could be there's a psichas hakever without dam. Ubishlishi lo chazay vlad nami lohavi. V'hai carbon b'likat chulin hu nevela. Therefore, you bring the carbon, you can't eat it. Says Yerushua b'tevon, ein psichas hakever below dam. There's no question here. It was a birth. There's no question. Lishna achrina. This is the exact same thing we said in Amud Aleph. So we're going to go very quickly. Amri le'am Rabbi Yehuda Mashul. Lo tim Rabbi Yehuda ela chatecha shel arba minei damim. When did Rabbi Yehuda say it's usher if it's 4 colors of red? The piece. Aval shel shar minei damim tahora. Ain't is that true? Baki yasser of oshi min arda. Usher of aisi mastisa biyadei. He brought the following memra. Hamapel es chatecha aduma shechora yiroko levana. If she comes, she miscarries a piece with 4 colors. One of the 4 colors. In Yeshima Dam Tameya Fiyam Lav Tahora. If it's Dam, yeah. No Dam, no. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Benkach Ubenkach Tayan. No matter what she's coming. So wait a minute. Katani Aduma Shkura Yeroku Levana. Upalu Rabbi Yehuda. That could just tell me the difference is the color. He argues over here on the color. Vachitemaki Palu Rabbi Yehuda Aduma Shkura. No. He's only arguing on the red. Ava Yeroku Levana low. But he's not arguing on the green. Eliyoku Levana Man Katani. And who's the author of that statement? Ilema Rabbanon, if it's the Rabbanon, it's the exact same thing from Rabbanon. Hashta Adumo Shchura Lo Matari. Rabbanon, Yeroka Levana Mibaya. That doesn't make any sense. Ella Lav, Rabbi Yehuda Upalik. It must be Rabbi Yehuda. Ella Amar. Some who says this? Who did they change it to? Ella Amar. What? I think it's a Biyochanan? Biyochanan. The question is, can the big Zichat Akefer below Dan? She's having a labor for 2 days. And then she miscarries. So meviim carbon ve'en onechal. Rabbi Shua Omer meviim carbon ve'enechal. If Hashem p'tichat hakever below dam. Excellent. Okay. Tad Rabbanan. Hamapelas chaticha. Let's say she's mapelas chaticha. She miscarries some something. Some chesam Rishon Reb Meir. Tachin ha'Rav Shimon ben Menasi Omer kizvarev. Kora. Cut it open. Cut open that piece. In yesh dam betocha tamei. If there's blood inside, she's tamei. V'im lav tahora. And if not, she's tahora. Now kirabanan. He really agrees with the Rabbanon, Vadifa me Rabbanon, but he takes it one step further. Ki Rabbanon de Amri Efshal Pesicha Zakeva below dam. He holds, it's like the Rabbanon, it's possible to have a birth, opening of the womb without dam. Vadifa me Rabbanon, but he takes it one step further. De Inu Rabbanon de Inu Savri Ima In Besoch Hala. Rabbanon never said to cut it open. Rabbanon just said, is the dam here or not? Besum Chesavar Filuchat Betocha. Go open it up. No one ever said that before. The Tanya Idach, and we learned elsewhere, Hamapelas Chaticha, if someone has a Chaticha, or she miscarries a Chaticha, Ravacha Amar Kora. Ravacha says, rip it open. Im Tocha Madim Temeya. V'im Lav Tahora. It's not even red blood. It's just red inside. You hear this? Red inside. So Kisumchus, this is like Sumchus, Vadifa Mi Sumchus. It's even more strict than Sumchus. Why? Sumchus required mamish dam. They're not requiring even dam. Tan Yedek, we're on the third place. Hamapeles Chaticha, Rabbi Binyamin Omer. Rabbi Binyamin says, we ever had Rabbi Binyamin? We ever had him? He says, Kora, cut it open. Im yesh bo etzem imo tmei aleda. If there's a bone inside, then it's considered a leda. Amar Chizda, ubeso ubechaticha levana. Even if it's white. Dachain Amar ki asa zuga dimin chayev. When this pair of Chachamim came from the town of Chayiv, Asim Aisim Asim Shibiyada, they came with the following memra. Hamapelas Chaticha Levana. If you come with a white piece, Korwa, cut it open. In Yesh Ba'etzim Imo Tamei Aleda. If there's the bone of the mother inside, she's Tamei. You hear all that? Now, Amar B'Shurim Ba'yachai, Amar B'Yochanan B'Shurim Ba'yachai, Hamapelas Chaticha Korwa. You find a piece of meat, you cut it open. In Yesh Ba'dam Agur, if there's blood collected, Tamei. V'yam Laf Tahora. So kid the sumchus, that's like sumchus. Udekila mikulu, it's more mikul than everybody. Everybody wants one direction. Comes along with shirim bayachai. No, it's all okay, unless it's blood mamish collected. I don't care if it's red. I don't care if it's a bone. If there's no blood collected, it's not a problem. This is a new topic now. Bay b'nei Reb Yirmiyah midifti mei Reb Zeira. Heroa dam b'shfoferes mahu. What if you see dam in a shfoferes? Shfoferes is a tube. You take a tube. You stick it inside a woman, and when she has dam, the dam will go through the tube and come out of her body. The dam never touches the walls of her body.
Where does dam come from?
It comes from the uterus. You stick a tube into the uterus, so when the dam leaves the uterus, it goes through the tube, outside, out into her clothing. It's still uterine blood, however, it's through a tube. So, Bibsara Omar Achmana. The Torah said Bibsara for Lobish for Ferris. Not a tube. Odilma. Hi, Bibsara mi boyale. What does the word Bibsara mean? Of course the tube doesn't make a difference. Metame bifnim kibachutz. To make her tame on the inside like the outside. In other words, when you have a balkeri. So as long as the keri is inside you, you're tahar. When it comes out your tummy. A woman's not like that. When the blood goes from the uterus to her, it's called the beis hachitzon, the vagina area, she's already tummy. But the question is, she didn't check and she doesn't know. She's already tummy. There's no other tumor like that. No other tumor. It doesn't have to come outside the body. That's all Bibsara meant. But a tube won't change a thing. Right? Amalei Bibsara Amrachmana v'lo Bibshoferes. You know what? Shfoferes, she will not be Tamei. Why? Dibibsara be boyale, she's been Tamei b'fizim b'chud. If you wanted to teach me that she's so special because her tuma even is before it leaves the body, in Cain, name a kra, my bibbasara, or the word is bisara, my bibsara, Shamana Tarti. You see two things. Number one, she's Tamei even when it's inside her body. Unlike everybody else, has to leave the body, but her doesn't have to leave. And number two, she's Tamei. Or number two, if there's a Shvoferes, she's not Tamei. You take a if there's a miscarriage, you take open it im yesh bad dam agar tamei avim lav tahar. So what do you see from there? That this dam nida, even if it never touched her body, it's collected inside a piece of tissue. You hear that question? We said that if there's blood, the tissue comes out. There's blood inside the tissue. She's an Ida. That blood never touched the walls of her body. It was in the tissue.
But is the rest of the tissue?
But the blood is inside.
The tissue was inserted in. So
that's not touching the blood. One minute. Hachi hashta. How could you compare? Hasam. That's normal. Says Rashi. A crazy Rashi. Hilkach. Therefore, bibsara karinan bay. That's called basar. Why? The min b'mino lo chayit. Min b'mino de'ena chote. The blood's coming out enclosed in me, in flesh. That's min b'mino. That chote. Therefore, it's as if the blood is touching the sides of her body. You hear that, Rashi?
But the shofaris is not the thing for something else.
Exactly. Hacha ain't daka shalisa lir dam shofaris. That's completely abnormal.
But if that shofaris is outside, it wouldn't come from anywhere.
Why? One minute. Lema shofaris tanoyi. Let's say it's a machlokas, whatever it is, reed, whatever it is, right? Plaster, whatever it is. Let's say it's a machlokas tanoyim, the Tanya, hamapelet chaticha, afal pi shemalei adam, im yesh dam yimot tmeya, fim lav Torah. Well, look, you know what? Let's stop here because it gets extremely complicated, and let's stop here. I just want to raise over here one point. So Shlomo Zalman had a daughter that had what's called Jewish infertility. There was nothing wrong with her, but her cycle was so short that she could never have children. Because whenever she'd come back from the mikvah, her time to ovulate already had passed. So the 7 days you cannot meddle with. The question is, can you meddle with the five? Can you get the five down to four? That's a big machlokas. You need a big posek to... Big machlokas. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman wasn't willing to do that. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman said, he wasn't willing to matter it, to get down from five to four. Because we're going to learn later where the five even comes from. It's such a chumrah. It's a chumrah on top of chumrah. So can you whittle it down to four? That wouldn't have helped her anyway. So Shlomo Zalman wrote a 50-page tshuva and said, put a shofaris in. We're going to paskin that a shofaris will not make her tummy. Therefore, she'll never become a nida. So brilliant. So brilliant. She'll never become a nida. She can do it. Now, it had never been done before, even though it's in the Gemara. So Shlomo Zalman wrote, I'm only going to paskin this halacha l'maisa if everybody agrees with me. If all the gedolim agree with me, then I'll paskin halacha l'maisa. It's in the back of one of the Mincha Shlomo's 50, 60 pages going through the sugya. And no one agreed with him. And he didn't recommend it. And she never had children. She never had children, his daughter. Now today, if that happens, they have drugs where they could push off your ovulation, and it won't be. They didn't have that back then.
Listen to this. Red Billet.
Yeah.
I was once at a novel's house, and couldn't come out when Red Billet spoke.
Yeah.
That there's some huge OBGYN in Eretz Yisrael, who also happens to be a very learned rabbi.
Yeah.
Who just put out a book recently.
Okay.
Dealing just with this topic and going off on the fact that because of these issues,
yeah,
a lot of our women are ingesting drugs that are completely unhealthy and lead to many unfortunate.
And he spoke about the shofaris?
He spoke about this. Yes.
Really? Fascinating.
What's the other option?
What he was advocating was to shorten the 5 days.
Right.
It
was a very controversial book.
It's very controversial issue.
Very controversial.
It's very controversial getting rid of those 5 days. Very controversial.
But the root of a lot of the illness. What?
Listen. So what? If you take drugs, if you take the drugs, and her whole thing changes, she becomes. So there's no. If a woman, there are some women out there, again, Minari, they don't even have it. They don't even have periods.
But
then she can have a baby.
Right?
Then she can have a baby. So they're trying to work it out. So Shlomo Zalman came with it.
For women, for two
Right. Right. So Shlomo Zalman pointed that out.
Shlomo Zalman's not willing to do it. Who's going to do it today?
He was willing to do it, but no one else was.
Ramosha.
He was willing to do it. Right, because Ramosha would never, by the way, Ramosha never wrote in his entire Igris Moshe, I'll do this if everyone agrees with me. His shoulders were bigger than that. He wasn't like, he wasn't that kind of personality. He didn't need other people to agree with him. No matter how controversial it was. Rishon Lam was a different type of person. Not Chas V'Shalom, but Rishon Lam was amazing. So that's a fascinating issue right here in this Gemara. Fascinating. All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow, right? But Lema Ketanoi about the issue with the Shofarath. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow.